This is CKLU 96.7 FM coming to you from Laurentian University in Sudbury. And also streamed live over the internet at cklu.ca. This is the Learning Clinic, and I'm your host, Bob Kerwin. You know, hardly a week goes by without at least one person telling me how lucky I am to be retired. Then I begin telling them all that I'm doing with my time right now, and they quickly understand that the word retired is not in my vocabulary. In fact, I think many people in my generation feel the same way, that our traditional retirement years are going to become our true defining period. Many of us are emerging from our primary careers, or we spent 20 or 30 or 40 years working in one of the first jobs that we were able to get. And we've entered now what I like to refer to as the age of significance. This is going to be a time in our lives and in society when older adults who are over the age of 50 or 60 will truly be appreciated for the knowledge, wisdom, and experience they have accumulated. I often recall the story about the head office of a large national company that had problems with its computer network system a few years ago. Something went drastically wrong with the network one day, and no one in the office could find the problem. When the IT department tried everything possible and still the system couldn't be restored, not only were the existing files unable to be accessed, but the staff couldn't communicate with each other and with other business clients. So the company was losing about $250,000 a day in revenue while their computers were out of commission. The office manager contacted several computer consulting companies, and one by one they came in to look at the system and were equally baffled at the problem. No one, it seemed, could come up with the solution and get the system back up and running. Then in one final attempt, the office manager called the phone number of a retired computer engineer who had decided to open up a little business and run it on a part-time basis out of his home. This individual did not have the resources of some of the larger companies that had been unsuccessful in solving the problem. But the computers had been down for 4 days and it cost the company over $1 million in lost revenue by this time. The office manager was desperate, and so as a last resort, he called the older consultant. The retired computer engineer arrived and was shown the system. He examined the master control room and then walked directly over and unplugged one of the computers in the main office. Immediately, the entire network system was back online and working properly, allowing everyone to get back to work. He went up to the office manager and said, "Get rid of that computer and you won't have any more problems." 3 days later, the office manager received an invoice from the consultant in the amount of $10,000. The manager was furious at the ridiculous amount of the bill and demanded an explanation as to why the bill was so high for less than 20 minutes of work. The consultant agreed to revise the invoice and itemize the charges. A couple of days later, the office manager received another invoice with the total amount broken down as follows. $100 for making the trip to your office to do the repairs. $9,900 for knowing where to look. Total charge, $10,000. I think this story is a perfect explanation of the value older adults will provide to society in the decades to come. You can't teach experience. It's something that you earn and accumulate over time. In my own case, I'm able to take on so many different things right now precisely because for the past 60 years I've been learning where to look and what to do. I find I can get a lot more done than I could when I was younger simply because of the knowledge, wisdom, and experience I've collected over the years. Most baby boomers and older adults are capable of the same. That's why so many of them are taking on part-time jobs and new careers at an age which is traditionally known for retirement. A life of traveling, golf, fishing, and relaxing is being replaced with a life of significance and fulfillment as older adults are able to put their wisdom to work. We're a generation that doesn't have to work harder, we work smarter. The message for the younger generation is clear. Learn from the years of experience of the older adults around you. The future that awaits will be more demanding upon that one precious commodity that can't be increased or produced artificially, time. And the people who will be able to get the most out of their time are the ones who know where to look and what to do. You can learn a lot from older adults if you know how to listen. You're listening to The Learning Clinic. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin.